Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello everybody, it's Brian Kissins here. Oh, got a frog in my throat. Welcome on board. Any new listeners? Actually, I'm going to talk about this now. A lot of people have said, oh, I gave this podcast a couple of episodes, you know, I don't really get it. You know, he gets guests on, he hardly talks to the guests. And, give me a break, all right? Give me a break. Bloody people moaning all the time. Does my nutting. I've said it before, it takes 15 or 16 episodes to get into this podcast. Don't just listen to 7 or 8. You know, and then have an opinion on it. No, it takes a lot more than that. Give it 20, 25, 30, say 45 episodes. It takes 45 episodes to get into this podcast. Okay, anyway, so this episode is Jen Brister, and David gets to talk to flirts with Jen's mother, so it's sit tight for that one. But anyway, we got some dates here if you're interested. This Sunday, 9th of December, I'm doing a comedy tournament down in Brighton at Sticky Mike's for new acts. I'm emceeing it. It's going to be fun. I've just bought an air horn. There's 4 tickets left, so get off your bike and buy the tickets because they're going to be gone soon. And then next Thursday is the big one. We're doing a live recording of this podcast at the Moth Club in Hackney on Thursday the 13th of December. Charles Petrescu is going to be there. He's going to be on stage. David Edwards, me, and a guest or two. So come along to that next Thursday, 13th of December. Anyway, so yeah, that's it. I'm going to stop waffling. Obviously, like the podcast and share it and subscribe to it and tell people about it. But tell them that it takes 45 episodes to get into it.
It takes 45 episodes to get into this podcast. We use sound effects. There aren't many podcasts that use sound effects. And please remember, if you would like to support the podcast, go to David Earl on Patreon. I repeat, David Earl on Patreon. Who is David Earl, please? You will get an extra 20 minutes of the podcast, plus all sorts of other goodies. Goody gum drops, please.
God, I'm uncomfortable with this. Okay, enjoy the episode with Jen Brister, and I'll see you again. Bye-bye. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Brian Gittins and Friends, and I'm pretty sure it's episode 49.
Goodness me.
Well, hang on a minute, mate. Now you can.
Goodness me.
Yeah, 49. We made it to 49, Dave.
That really is, you know, before the half century point.
Just one before it.
No, this is episode 48, guys. Too soon.
How are you? You got your coat on. It's absolutely
I
no
am.
Need.
I need to get that off now.
Absolutely no need.
There we go. I went to make a coffee and I put my coat on.
What happens when we hit 50?
Christ knows. We have to do something special, David.
A celebratory, I think.
Like what?
A group hug, perhaps, a round of hobnobs, some kind of, maybe a bit of alcohol, a bit of whiskey in the tea and the coffee.
Hello, Charles. Yeah, the voice you heard in the background was Charles the robot. Hello, Charles. Hello. How are you? What's up?
Quite American. What's up, Urban?
How are you?
I'm super chipper.
He's super chipper. Okay, so that's Charles and our guest. this episode is none other than
Jen. Unfortunately, though,
right? Okay, no. Right, this is getting boring now.
No, you're quite right. It's an email that I've
lost.
Right,
we spent the last episode. He called Ian Bolson, and we spent 15
minutes. That's close. I mean, I think that is close.
Well, thank God, that's very good of you to say
that.
Are
you offended?
Am I offended?
Yeah, by him not knowing.
No, not really. Should I be? Should I be? As a guest that's been invited onto the podcast.
Do you not think so?
Should I be invited?
I'm well aware of who you are. I've seen you on Apollo Live.
Right.
Yeah, stand-up comedian. I remember your posters around Edinburgh. You've done the last three or four Edinburgh festivals. So I'm very aware of who you are as an entity.
Okay.
But it's just
as
a
name. It's tricky. It's not a common surname, is it?
Oh, it's very good. You're being... The last few times, it's got really out of control and uncomfortable.
10 episodes, possibly?
Yeah, I think the last two, though, we've done, it became
called
a bit...
Jim Fieldsmith, Jim Bailey Swan.
It's nature-related. Swans live in
So Jen's surname
fields.
Is. I'm fed up with this.
Rhymes with Fister.
Fister.
Rhymes with Fister.
Does Bifter. That
help? Bifter could be. That's close.
Fister.
Think along. Mister. If you joined Bifter and Fister, you'd get there.
You'd get what?
You'd get close to there.
What would you get?
Bifister.
Bifister.
Grifter.
Not grifter, thank you.
I'm so embarrassed. Embarrassed.
I know, it's just...
Put an R in there. Where would you think the other R would go?
Brifter.
I'll go with that. Jen Brifter.
There we go.
That's it. You got it.
It's not apologies.
Jen Brifter. No, it's not Jen
Brifter. Brifter.
No.
Yeah, what is it officially then, just so we're on the right...
Should I at any point interject with the name?
Go on.
Would that be too weird?
Yeah. No, go on.
Brister. Perfect, lovely surname. I can see it on
David,
the end.
David, can you bring your makeup?
Yeah, absolutely, sir. Here we go. Let's bring that up. There we are.
Okay, it's quite high now.
IT skills at the works. Is that all right now, Charles? Excellent stuff.
How are you, Jen?
I'm good.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's quite confusing.
It is confusing, isn't it?
It's a lot of people talking, one of whom I can't
Do you mind doing a four-hour podcast?
I don't, actually. I've got all the time in the world for you two.
I mean, lovely.
I don't believe you.
Can-do attitudes.
We could guess what my middle name is
and see
how long that takes.
Middle name.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, why not?
Let's have a Jen's middle name game.
I think
a little bit of music. James will put some music on. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1.
Elizabeth.
No.
2.
Helen.
Yes.
Oh!
Yes.
Can you believe it?
Look at your face!
I knew it was going to be something a bit je ne sais quoi, a bit sort of British literature kind of vibe.
You've got it.
Are you really?
As a half Spanish woman, isn't that the least Spanish name you've ever heard in your name?
But to
your
name? Him to your guess name? It on his second.
To be honest, that was unexpected. I thought the game would go on
right,
a longer.
I thought it's amazing.
There's a lovely energy in the room. Sing a song to Jen called Helen.
Yeah.
Jen.
No, called Helen.
No, I'm going to get to Helen.
Okay.
No, not that I'm being demanding. I wasn't like that sort of...
Quick.
Jen.
With a nice beat to it.
Jen Bifter.
Bifter.
Brifter. I got an inkling what your name is.
Oh.
It's Helen.
Okay, how was that?
I liked it. I thought you might rhyme Brifter with sister or Helen with smelling.
Let's try it again. Go.
Sister, you got a name in your Brifter.
It's died.
Okay.
I lost confidence.
Just relax.
Absolutely.
Chill out,
just
mate,
get
for up, once.
Take yourself off the ceiling.
Okay, so this episode, there's a magic television over there, David.
Oh, yes.
You see the magic television?
Yeah.
What we're going to do, we're all going to step inside it.
Wonderful.
Yeah, this is exciting. We're all going to be in the programme Only Fools and Horses.
Really? That's a good idea.
It's a lovely idea.
I was watching that this morning on Netflix.
Is it on Netflix?
It is. I was watching episode one of season 3. Rodney's in charge of the community, looking after litter or whatever.
That's a big responsibility.
Yeah. It is a big one. Too much for Rodney, hence the comedy.
Charles, could you turn the magic television on, please?
What series?
Series 4.
Yeah, why not? This is when the ratings were very high. It took a while to get going.
Yeah.
Which series is the one where he falls through the bar? Do we know what series that was?
Do you know, I don't. I think that's a later,
one, five, wasn't it?
So it's maybe four or five.
Maybe four or five.
How many series were there?
I think there was five. Then they went into Christmas specials. I could be wrong about that. I'm not a complete.
I feel like it went on for about 18 series.
Yeah,
didn't it?
Maybe
it, felt like it went
I think,
on.
I think,
well, I know their episodes became like films, didn't they?
Mini, yes, they did. They went to Miami once.
Okay.
Oh, and they met Rodney's.
Well, we're not going to Miami, David. No. So let's step inside the magic television.
Which episode?
Oh, fuck knows. Inside the TV.
Season 5, I think, is good. You are right. It probably is like season
8. Enough!
Step
inside the magic TV. Where are we, Jen?
That's incredible. We appear to be in Peckham, circa 1980-something or other.
Yeah.
The golden era of
the show. We're actually outside the tower block.
Bloody, I've never seen the outside of the tower block.
Have you not?
Because I don't think there's
any tower blocks or that tower block.
It's not on the titles.
It is in the titles. Yeah. I know less about Only Fools and Horses than I realise.
You watched it this morning?
Yeah, I did watch this morning.
What was that like?
Hello, Blonkers.
Hello, Blonkers. Hello, Charles.
I was amused. There was a few times I had muesli in my mouth. And so I was spitting it out.
We're just going to go through the doors of the tower block. And now we're walking up to the lift. And we're getting inside the lift. And we've got to go up to Del Boy and Rodney's.
Blimey.
Doesn't life drag?
It is exciting. Yeah, unlike the TV, we can't edit it, can we? You've got to actually exist upstairs.
Okay, so as we're going up the lift to the flat, I've got the first question of the podcast, David.
Oh, right. Excellent stuff.
That question is, who do you look to blame when things go wrong?
That's a very good question, because my brain
actually,
always...
Actually, can I have a celebratory trumpet, David? Can you blow your trumpet?
No,
we've got an editor.
Sorry. Oh, quite right. There we go, put the trumpet down.
So who do you look to blame when things go wrong?
Well, straight away, my brain always goes to that. It's a weak part of my personality. Because you try and avoid the bullet. It's Darwinian, you want to survive, don't you?
What? Who do you look to blame?
Well, first of all, I do a quick scan of the environment, who's around me. And I think to myself, well, that person was there before me.
Anyone in your the history of your...
No, it's I don't have a death wish for one particular individual. Okay. It's really a case of I create a narrative in my head and think who would stick well into that missing part of the puzzle. So, you know, if it's an old people's home, which one is perhaps not as sharp with their mind type of thing?
What are you talking about?
If maybe I'd...
What have you done in this old people's home?
Well, I've never done anything in an OAP home, my actual literal history. If I had, for instance, I'd broken a vase or I'd knocked over someone's ashes, anything like that, I would immediately scan the room, you know, who's not the sharpest tool in this toolbox/OAP home? I think it might be Audrey, you know, something like that.
Are you doing this for comedy effect?
No, not at all. That's what I would do. I immediately... Or, who was the last person here?
That wasn't you.
That wasn't me. I'd immediately hand them the baby, so to speak. I think everyone does that to a certain degree. They sort of think to themselves, you know, right, how can I get out of this? How can I pass the blame?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be embarrassing. It's going to be painful.
Yeah.
So I scan the area, look around.
Yeah.
And come up with some kind of narrative or plot where I'm not the villain.
So it's
potentially the hero.
Quite dangerous hanging out with you.
If I break something, I mean, a lot of times I can, you know, I can visit someone's house and there's no damage or any issues. Mm. I can just leave and just get on the train and go home.
It's just about breaking
vases. Is that the main thing when you're around, it would just be breakage? It wouldn't be anything like, saying the wrong thing or infidelity or, accidentally punching someone in the
face. Or life choices, like where you've found yourself now.
I think infidelity, I've never had an opportunity to have an affair. So that's never appeared in front of me. So, I mean, that would be a bit of a handful, you know.
Right.
In that sense. So you got that one. That's never come to fruition. And I think my days are sort of, you know, ticking away now. I don't know if I'm going to have that one. It'd be a nice hot potato to deal with, but it hasn't been handed to me.
You'd like to have an affair.
Would you like to have that potato handed to you, though, just to see how you would respond?
I think in the moment it'd be highly exciting, but then you'd be filled with guilt. And I think that's one thing where I'd actually have to
come back.
Don't
keep
pointing
at Jen.
Sorry, put the pointing away.
Okay.
And I would ring the doorbell and say, you know, I'm the family ruiner. I'm the one who's come in and smashed the family up. It was me. This isn't a china vase. I can't sleep with this on my conscience. This is real.
Look, it's Uncle Albert.
Look, it's Uncle Albert. Oh, quick, there's Uncle Albert on the... So we're just outside the flat of Delbo and Rodney. It's Uncle Albert. He hasn't even noticed us, and he's just walked down the stairs. Can you hear him?
Yes. I certainly can with that duffel coat on.
So Nelson Mandela House.
Yes, that's it, Nelson Mandela House. I've got a key to go into their flat. So
this is the real thing. It's not even an episode. No, these people exist.
This exists. So we're walking into their flat. What can you see, David?
I can see the couch. I can see he's obviously selling a lot of fruit in the background. There's lots of tangerines.
Boxes of them.
Absolutely. Boxes upon boxes of them.
Right.
And 80s JSB cigarettes.
Right.
So, so he's...
JSB?
It's JSB.
JPS.
There we go.
John Player Specials.
Well, I wasn't a smoker in the 80s. I'm not now.
Jam sandwich bananas.
Well, yeah.
Jam sandwich bananas. I can imagine him selling those down, the sort of a Paddington Bear sort of snack type of thing. He's surrounded by his latest business acumen idea.
It's lovely being in their flat.
Great view.
It's really
lovely view.
Yeah,
really
nice view. Incredible view. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. It's got a real community
pre-gentrification.
Spirit to
it. So we're seeing it at its best.
Before is it quite upmarket now, Peckham? Has
it parts of it? Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Things have changed since the 80s.
30 years on, it's moved on.
Yeah. So ironically, as a millionaire, which they are now,
they would be if they still own that flat. They would
they really be?
Well, I don't know.
No,
but it's an interesting thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
They certainly would have a few. Did they own it, though, was it council?
No, it's probably council.
It was council.
Do you know, they actually revealed that this morning that it was a council.
Did they?
That the mother had to be given a new flat. Because in the episode this morning, Granddad
was before Uncle Albert.
Yeah. Yep, you're quite right. So it would have been an early episode.
Stop doing pointing.
Sorry, I apologise.
Like
the way.
Under point. Where you put your three fingers together.
He dies in series four.
Yeah.
Quite Tony Blair. Like, like that.
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of an Italian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of sort of pointing.
Yeah.
That was an underpoint. You sort of did an underpoint then.
Yeah, I've got to stop it. I really do.
I was wondering where that underpoint was.
Grandad dies in series four.
Thank you. Thank you, Charles. Grandad dies in series four.
And there were how many? There were like a million series after him.
Yeah.
Who did you prefer?
Albert.
Did you?
Don't know why.
I didn't know the Grandad was around that long. I thought it was just like one or two episodes and then he was gone.
Don't shout in there.
Sorry, keep it
low. Four series.
That's a lot.
Jen, have you got a question for David?
I really didn't take this seriously enough, but I do have a question.
No,
that's very kind of you.
Do you know that you're the only guest who's never taken it seriously?
I don't believe that.
No, it's been a few.
It's always a balance. Have you ever shat yourself in public?
There you go.
Yeah, that's happened a few times. Just
can the editor put on some sort of plonky clown music under this?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. A bit of musical collaboration.
Be serious.
Be
serious, David. What happened?
It's just a case of it's happened to me on two occasions, and it was an element whereby, without being vulgar, I'll say this, like I'm a GP visiting an old woman talking about, you know, body movements. Just a very forceful letting of air. And
hang on a second. So it wasn't like you were drunk or you just forced a fart out and followed through.
Yeah, it was basically my mum was saying goodbye to me. I was off to university. I had my backpack on and I was trudging along to Arundel train station. And it was just like any other passing of wind. There was a bit of force involved. You know, it didn't want to come out on its own.
Yeah.
And immediately you just know.
You immediately know.
I had one situation where I remember
that
it was...
little point. Sorry, I just saw you do a sideways point.
I was trying to hide it.
Benefit the listeners at home, David did a little sideways point.
Under my armpit,
but it's still happening. Fine. There we go. I'll get them out so we know what's happening.
So you shut yourself on the way to the Arundel station.
Yeah, I just had to stop what I was doing, turn around, ring on the doorbell. My mum was like, haven't you got a train to catch? And I said, no. I just go straight upstairs. Thank God I had a mother then who, like, you know, a sort of a Downton Abbey kind of figure that looked after me. Because that's the worst thing when you do follow through in that manner. It's like, where do you start? This is just carnage. Do you know what I mean? And it's just a case of, I just bathe myself, shower myself. What was in my wardrobe that could be, redeemed was kept. If it wasn't, it was in a bin or burnt, whatever mother did with it. And I just like, take two, let's go to the station again.
Did it happen again on the way?
No,
I
was
like
very
idea
careful.
That kept happening that afternoon.
Sort of a constant cycle, like a Groundhog Day type of thing.
Yeah.
Thank God, no.
That's what happened the second time? Because you said there was more than one.
Oh, this, this has happened a lot, David.
It's only happened one other time. I was in an RAF museum with my friend Mark, and it was just bin the pants. I just couldn't do anything about that.
Standard.
Yes.
But why, just to rewind, so you're in a museum. How old are you?
I would have been about 13 for that one.
13.
So it would have been quite a few years. The other one was university. This would have been secondary school, 30. I wasn't doing my GCSEs yet, but I'd been at secondary school for a while.
And you just had a bad tummy or...?
Had a bad stomach, so I left the group and went around the other side of the Spitfire and then just sort of I could, you know, because it's all about trapped wind, isn't it? And
it seems to be with you.
God, what a nightmare. You know, you immediately get that moist sensation. Sorry, apologies. Apologies. And it's a case of just excuse myself, went to the toilet, and just luckily I immediately got to it and just binned
Good
and just
you.
Went commando for the rest of the tour.
And no
museum.
One knew.
I hope not.
So he didn't didn't touch the trousers. It was you managed to contain the event.
I'm pretty confident it didn't touch the trousers type of thing.
Good
I remember
their
Flintstone jeans with Fred and Barney.
I remember those.
Yeah, they're quite big in the 90s.
I remember those. I remember those sort of embroidered
cool.
jeans.
Yeah,
pretty
it was
cool.
like that. Yeah, see, it was
I
quite cool. The shell suit top.
Those. Did yeah,
I have a pair?
Dreamed of those.
You may have. They're quite popular.
I remember I bought a pair of those. Remember those sort of Ben Elton trousers that he always used to have, sort of sparkly.
Who had that
quite
showbiz?
Yeah, he wore that man from Auntie.
Yeah,
that
I think
suit.
I had something like that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. That sounds very cool.
Wait a second.
Quite
you,
unique.
You had Cheers. A suit.
Well, it's like trousers.
It sounds very kind of
pretty cool,
The Cure kind of had something similar to that, didn't they? Or
I think so.
Sort of black and a bit of sparkle? Perhaps not.
Yeah, maybe.
No, nice. I can imagine you in them, pulling them off.
Can we get David to name 20 types of trousers?
Okay, so we're going to have a trouser section, quick trouser section. Could you name 20 types of trousers starting now?
Yep, joggers, leggings, cords, jeans, work trousers, suede trousers, leather trousers, cat trousers, like if you're a burglar or something. Gymnastics latex trousers,
ten.
Perhaps.
Another 10.
Another 10. Shell suit bottoms. Other trousers would be...
Time's up. Unlucky. Great effort.
Yeah, I just couldn't come up with another 9. My brain... Is there any other ones after that?
Dungarees?
Quite right. And don't you're shout. Wearing some. That should have been my evidence.
Chinos.
Chinos. I've got a question here from a listener, David.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And he asked, Ben Brannan asks, you've decided to try your hand at being a male escort.
Yes.
Okay. You're having some postcards printed for the local phone box. Okay. What's your escort name going to be? What pose are you striking in the photo? And what are you offering to get punters in? So what's your escort name going to be?
My escort name would be Enigma. Straight away, a mystery, a question mark. And also, you can fill that question mark in with a name if you wish. You can call me Enigma. Or, you know, you could fill it in with a name if you want. So there's some kind of interactive element there.
Oh, right. So your client can choose the name for you?
If they wish, or they can just call me Enigma. One or the other. They can just go with a question mark.
Right, okay. But they're booking Enigma.
Yeah, they're booking Enigma.
Right.
But if they want to give me a name, they can
do. If
they
want to call you Gerald,
yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Fine.
I'm flexible.
Yeah,
I can,
okay.
I can go with that name-wise. So you've got that element.
Yeah,
exactly. I think it would be...
What pose are you striking on the card?
It would be topless with a question mark on the actual, between the nipples, like because
like
I'm
the
Enigma.
Riddler.
Like the Riddler, very similar to that. And then both hands on either hips.
So...
like the Riddler.
So it's like the Riddler, yeah.
Would you be in Lycra?
Confident.
Or? I'd be confident, certainly. I'd Photoshop it to make me even more confident.
All right,
you know.
Mate, chill out.
Sorry, yeah.
Funny
keep it
attitude
balanced.
You had then.
Oh, did I? Sorry, I apologise.
So you'd be hands on hips like the Riddler.
Yeah, I had a vision of it and that person was the Riddler. I didn't realise that was
what
happened.
Enigma the Riddler.
It's like a
Enigma
superhero
the Riddler.
More than or a super villain.
I guess it is. I didn't think of it like that. It was more like, you know, a mystery element, like fog kind of moving through a graveyard type of thing, you know, sort of a Sherlock Holmes villain.
Right.
Type of thing.
So anyone that's into sort of superheroes stroke villains as, you know... No, because some people are into, like, dating people in uniforms, aren't they?
I would hang around comic conventions, things like that. Hotels.
Comic-Cons, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Near hotels, like travel taverns.
And you are only wearing one shoe.
Only wearing one shoe. Yes, that would be my sign to show I'm available and I don't have anyone at the moment.
Two shoes, you've got a client.
Yeah, leave me be, please.
So
I'm someone's enigma.
What are you offering the punters to get him in?
I think I'd go the absolute ultimate of being like some kind of hyper-masculine Chippendale and I would be the enigma, warm and welcoming. You know, if you just want to sit in a motel and talk about your childhood and hold hands and watch Antiques Roadshow, I can do that.
Can you make a good hot drink? Do you have a selection?
Absolutely.
What
like
would
a
they
Horlicks.
Be? Horlicks? I was hoping you'd say
that. Oh, lovely. Options. They've got a great hot chocolate selection.
Options. Right. So you've got options with options.
Absolutely. Options with options and Enigma is an option.
So that's at one end of the...
Bisto.
What's at the other end of the...
The other end, if they want, you know, a kind of lathered up man, sort of like baby lotion, kind of like...
Lathered.
Yes. Oh, I thought you said larded.
I thought you said like, larded.
That might be
I mean like larder, really, like larder cream, larder sort of...
Larder cream.
Like, you know, just sort of larded up like a bodybuilder kind of vibe.
Right,
yeah.
I could get involved with that. They'd need to write down on a post-it note what they want type
of thing.
Do people
want that? Sort of you covered in
grease. I think perhaps warm and welcoming would be more popular in the marketplace.
So if somebody wanted to go to a slightly darker place in terms of their, you know, their needs, how dark would you go?
Well, if I had to go to...
Uncross your arms, mate. Chill out.
Sorry, you're quite right. If I had to go to an emergency room afterwards in a hospital, I'd draw the line there. If TCP was required immediately afterwards, I would say no. Absolutely not. You know.
I'm lost here. What's going on?
Well, if what they wanted was dark with a staple gun or I had a rope around my neck and in any way, you know, a first aid box needed to be opened.
Right.
I would say, that we've crossed the line here. No,
but
put that away.
What's your safe word?
Yeah,
my safe word would be...
McVitie's before, isn't it?
I think it was some kind of animal sound or something.
You want to go for one. You don't want to have too many syllables, do you? Like McVitie's, you know, you want to be able to go muck. And
then definitely.
Get it out, don't
you? Simple as that.
So what would your safe word be? Safe sound.
Red. Something like that. Red.
Red. That's good.
Red. Come on. We've decided on red. There was a contractual agreement. Red. That's it.
Yeah.
And once I say that, they get to their corner of the room and I'll drag myself over to my corner of the room.
Right.
And then we'll have another conference about what is allowed.
Sounds like a wrestling more than...
I know, it does sound a bit like a bell needs to go off or like
maybe a breather. Lovely idea of being Enigma with a cape. And are you wearing a cape?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If they want a cape, I can get a shower curtain from the hotel and I'll improvise.
Okay. Oh, Delboy and Rodney are entering the flat, so we should probably hide in the kitchen.
Goodness me, it's the actual them.
So, yes.
I feel starstruck.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you?
Can you hear them in the living room?
Yeah, there they are. There they are.
It's mad, isn't it?
Oh, it's mental.
He's smoking
can they see
a cigar.
Us?
He's smoking a cigar. Crazy, isn't it?
It's amazing. And it's amazing to see what they've got up to between episodes.
Yeah.
Because this is just like their day-to-day life,
and
their
it's
routine.
Quite boring. It's quite mundane.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
There's no banter.
No, there's no banter.
They're just silently stacking boxes.
Yeah.
Tangerines.
Well, I know. They haven't sold
much. Mobile phones.
No mobile phones. Not in this series.
No VAT.
No.
No money back, no guarantee.
VAT. Yep, well remembered.
Black or white, rich or poor.
Blimey.
There we go.
You watched an episode. You got that
this
off
morning.
Well.
It's been how many times have I watched an episode? Oh no, did I watch one this morning?
Yeah.
No, that's just chiselled into my brain.
It really is,
okay.
Isn't it?
What is your?
Is this another question?
Can I ask another question?
Go for it.
I've just got a question. I think we're all about the same age. What is your favourite advertising jingle?
Oh, look at that. Okay, yeah, Jen, could you explain to the audience what David did after you asked that question?
Well, he just sort of sat back and then crossed his arms and looked up in a sort of, like he was really thinking about
it. Yes.
You're behaving very well today.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
it's
in
very
this
good
episode. Because like the last episode, absolute
chaos.
Yeah,
chaos.
I apologise. That really didn't go well
Jen's
at all.
Lovely.
Well, I think it's your kind and generous
and I'm directing
and calming.
It. Yeah,
yes.
Very
yeah.
Calming.
Yeah, we need a yes, you're directing things, which is vital.
Yes.
It really is.
I've heard episodes of this. I understand
how
it goes.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. Everyone needs a navigator type of thing.
Sometimes.
Sure. So what's your favourite jingle?
Can I tell you mine?
Yeah. Yeah, please do.
Can't get better than a quick fit fitter.
You can't get better than a quick fit fitter. We're the boys to trust.
Oh, really?
That's perfect.
Not that it's my favourite, but how do I still know that?
Yeah, yeah, so it works.
It works.
It's done its job.
I've got one and I can't get it out. Blue.
MMMM Denon.
Which one was
that? What was that, Charles?
MMMM Denon.
MMMM Damon.
I don't know that one.
Not sure. M&M's. Slow down a bit, mate.
Danon.
Danon. Danon.
Oh, Danon.
Danon. So he says MMMM Danon.
Oh, right. Danon. Yeah, that's good.
I can't remember, but my
so
mind was
one?
Like, da 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 na, blue 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 bell, something like that. It had like a chime to it. That's really
do you
in
know
my
what,
head.
My one,
yeah.
The big red building on Golders Green Road. Have you heard that one?
That sounds quite a local one. Is that a local
that
act?
You know that one?
The big red building on Golders Green Road.
Yeah.
That classic.
Yeah,
jingle.
Have you heard that? The big red building on Golders Green Road.
And what is it
what
Halifax?
Is it?
Who's
I
the red
don't
building?
Know. It's a place where you leave all your belongings if you move or something.
The big red building on Golders
Hang
Green
on.
Road.
If you could chat amongst yourself, I'm going to get that up.
What was the Blockbusters? Was that one?
Blockbuster Video. Wow.
This is quite a good section.
Yes. No. Blockbuster Video. Wow. What a business. No.
You used to work at Blockbuster.
I know. And I can't remember it for crying
out
loud.
What a difference.
Oh, wow. Blockbuster
video. There we go.
Yeah.
And also, what about supermarkets? Just Asda.
Just Asda?
Yeah, something like that.
What about Safeway? Everything you want from a store and a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Remember that Safeway?
Oh, God,
That's
Safeway?
Really good. Yeah.
Is it Morrison's now?
Yeah, what is the Morrison's? A Safeway turn to Morrison's. Is that what happened to them?
Is that not what happened to
Mum's
it?
Mum's been to Iceland.
Mum's been to Iceland.
Oh, there we go.
That's a good one.
I don't know if the big red building
did Marks and Spencer ever have a jingle, or are they too posh for that?
No, they had a catchphrase. Marks.
Oh, what about McDonald's? I'm loving it. There we go. That's the favourite one. That's in the old noggin, that is. That came out.
What about the flake one? Only
in the big red building on Golden Green Road.
No, that is not a thing.
And what is advertising? Does it say who they are?
What?
Does it say who they are?
A large discount of factory outlet.
Yeah, but that's not a national advert, isn't it? The big red building on Golden Green Road.
Maybe I hear that on LBC or something.
Yeah, it sounds quite a local
something
one.
Like that. Anyway, what were we talking about? What was the last one you were doing?
Loving it, McDonald's.
Oh, that wasn't the one after
Flake?
That. Flake, yeah, you did a flake.
Only the crumbliest,
flakiest
chocolate. Tastes like chocolate never tasted before.
Yeah.
What are the chocolate bar ones?
Just any food.
Just any food.
Oh, take a break, Kit Kat.
Yeah.
There you go, that's
one. Not just any food.
Not just any food.
A Roche eggs?
Was that, well, not just any food, was that M&S, Charles?
Not just any food, M&S.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
thank
you. Remember, yeah. Charles also goes to M&S.
Right, come up with a jingle now. I've given you a new cucumber that they're selling. Go.
Be green, go cucumber. Something like that. Top of my head, you know.
I want to sing along to it.
Cucumber.
Boring.
Boring.
Oh, dear, okay.
Come on.
Come over here. Cumber over here. Have some
boring.
Cucumber. No.
Think of a rhythm and then just put cucumber over it.
Da la la, cumber ears have a cucumber. Green in the middle,
that's
cucumber.
Is it green in the middle? Isn't it green on the outside?
Oh, I don't know. Green on
Green
on the outside, white in the middle, cucumber. What's that? Do you like that one?
Here we go.
Here we go.
Right, let's focus.
Yeah.
Cucumbers
sliced and diced. Cucumbers are nice.
That's it. That's great.
Thank you. Some kind of support.
Yeah, I didn't get. I'm not giving you.
No. It's just fair enough. If it's not going to sell cucumbers.
You sit through 50 episodes of this, Jen. You sit through 50 episodes of this shit.
Yeah.
And if it's not going to sell cucumbers, there's no use praising it. Do you know what I mean? If they're not.
I think I'd probably buy a cucumber irrespective of your jingle.
Oh, that's good. As long as they're being sold.
I like them in a salad. Yeah.
Absolutely, it's healthy, isn't it?
Guys, yeah. Mickey Pierce is here.
Mickey Pierce!
Wonderful!
The old pork pie hat, Mickey Pierce.
Yeah, I don't remember him that well.
Only Fools and Horses, Mickey Pierce.
Yeah, but which one's Mickey Pierce?
There. I don't really
Listen
remember
to his
oh, there he is. There he is. Hello.
Why, Blake? Yeah, oh, yeah.
Mickey, turn
Rodney's
around.
Rodney's friend.
Rodney's mate.
You're on. I'll see you
right. I know who he is. He's not in it very often, though, is he? He's a wide boy, yeah.
I do remember him. He'd give Rodney bad advice.
Do you know what? Let's go down the lift.
Let's go to the pub.
Let's go in the car. The old three-wheeler.
Wonderful. Wow. The Rotherham Alliance.
So we're going down the lift. Here we go. Open the lift doors. Running across the car park. And we get in the old Robin Reliant. Here we go. Wow.
Perfect.
Can I drive, David?
Please, sir, and I'll open it for you like a chauffeur.
It's very, very... It's quite cramped in the back.
It is cramped in the back. Come in the front. Come in the front, David. You go in the back.
Absolutely. Ladies in the front, and I'll get in the back.
I feel it's unfair, given how long your legs are.
Oh, don't worry. I can go into a ball like a child.
You can concertina them.
Absolutely not a problem. I'll go into a ball. Lay on my side.
Jen, have you got another question? Oh, I know. Obviously, you haven't got any questions.
I haven't got any questions.
Come up with another question.
Yeah, sure. What is, if anything, if you had to pick, and, you know, the sky's the limit here.
Yeah.
Your favourite cheese to put on a cracker.
So cheese.
I've definitely got a favourite cheese.
Have you?
Because my family have always been a big fan of cheeses. And so they have, you know, cheeses from Austria, France, different parts of Britain.
Remember the old Mike, mate?
Sorry.
No, quite right.
But I tell you the one I absolutely love, and you'll be surprised by this.
Red Leicester.
No, not Red Leicester.
No one
likes
Red Leicester.
It's the plasticky cheese that they put on burgers.
Hang on a second.
So, you know, it's almost...
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Do you mean the one cheese that doesn't taste like cheese?
Sort of.
That process...
Orange square.
Yeah, I absolutely bloody love them. You know, you put loads on and you can create lots of feasts. I put them on Doritos and they melt in the microwave. I put them on crackers.
Right.
Melt them in the microwave.
Slices.
Always melt them in the microwave.
Yeah, burger slices.
Would you ever eat one and it wasn't melted?
Sometimes, yes. If I came back after maybe a work's due or something, I just take them out of the plastic wrapper. I do. I enjoy them greatly.
Fucking hell.
You can get mild
Would you ever swallow one whole?
I don't think you could. You'd have to roll it up and pop it into your mouth like an anaconda, so it was a round cylinder. I think you could do it that way. But I usually just slowly eat it. I roll it into a ball
and then eat it. Is this for real?
Well, not like a literal round ball, but like a
You buy these?
Oh, absolutely. Lots of people do.
But
if you see people queuing...
How do you feel like, in terms of every single cheese is wrapped individually in plastic? I mean, how do you feel about that?
Do you know, I've never thought about it until you just mentioned it just then. I've just sort of eaten them and just thought, oh, that's done the job. I haven't really thought about Mother Earth.
The environmental destruction.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably... Yeah, there's a lot of plastic there, isn't there?
It's an unnecessary amount of plastic.
God,
for a cheese.
Because when I've eaten them...
It's plastic.
In front of Netflix when I'm eating them, I'm surrounded by bloody plastic. It's like, you know...
I don't know if you're being serious here, David.
I know a lot of other people who are big fans. My brother-in-law, Stuart, he eats tons of it. And it's from visiting our house. He got hooked as well.
What are they called? Are they cheese squares?
Cheese slices,
Cheese slices.
And you can put them in the microwave.
So how many do you get in a packet?
It's about 15
in
a packet.
So of all the cheeses, given that I've given you free rein to pick any cheese in the entire world from all different countries, you've chosen processed cheese slices that are individually wrapped in plastic for, 17 to 80 pence for a packet of 16.
I think the reason is because the other cheeses, you can get sick of them very quickly. But with these cheeses, if you've got a microwave or an Arga, you can get a lot more inventive and you can add your personality alongside the cheese.
Do you not think that perhaps you could really, in effect, if you own a microwave or an Arga, you could actually melt any cheese? Is that a possibility?
The only thing is, sometimes if you melt Edam, because it's a, I'm trying to think, you've probably got a point. It's something I need to look into.
Yeah, okay.
My imagination is limited.
You won't, though.
Well, I've got so much.
You've got so much on.
Well, I've got so much sliced cheese, do you know what I mean, to get through type of thing.
Yeah.
Fine.
And people get it in the house without me even asking. And it feels rude to suddenly turn my back on it. As in my sister, my dad.
Your
not
brother-in-law,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, not just random people sort of thing.
Jen,
but, they, you know, they link it to me.
You know you do your impression of your mum?
Yeah.
You don't, I mean, do you like doing that?
What?
My
what,
point is, can you talk to David?
As my mum?
As your mum. Just have a chat with him.
Oh, God.
Just want
to say, that'd be interesting. I'll get to meet her in a way.
Yeah. So
get to meet a fourth person.
So Jen's...
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, David.
Is she Spanish?
Spanish.
Very nice. She's got a certain nice...
Very, very Spanish.
Immediately, I'm quite attracted. I don't mean inappropriately, but there's a je ne sais quoi there.
73,
but got a Spanish element about you, though, which is
because
nice.
Because I am Spanish.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can tell just by your body language and your voice. It's all coming
what do you
together.
What body language?
Just sort of relaxed.
Spaniards relaxed?
Sí, claro.
Yeah, they're out... drinking wine at lunchtime, having siestas. It's a more relaxed...
No, don't be making fun of me because I am not from this country, okay?
Not making fun at all. I was celebrating you and your nationality. It says be celebrated. Certainly not poking fun. Not at all.
Okay, that makes me feel a lot better. Okay.
No, that's good. That's the important thing. We're building bridges.
Ask her what cheese she likes.
Ask her what cheese.
Yeah. What cheese do you enjoy dining on in Spain?
In Spain, we like goat's cheese.
Oh, yeah. I like goat's cheese.
Don't point to
Sorry,
Jen's
pop it
mother.
Away. Pop it away. I had goat's cheese just this weekend with pineapples.
What was that,
Charles? Spanish rye.
A Spanish brie.
A Spanish brie.
Is there such thing?
No.
Never come across that even in Waitrose.
Well, ask Jen's mum if there's such. Don't ask me.
Sorry, Jen's mother. I haven't... Learn your first
no,
name.
No, there is Estrella.
No, there is no Brie in Spain.
No.
No. I thought there wasn't. Misled by the robot there. That could have been embarrassing if I queued up and asked for that.
In fact, we have a section in the show called the Golden Questions section where David gets to ask the guest one question.
Okay.
Maybe you can ask Jen's mum
Oh,
one
Spanish
question.
Mum. Mum, you've got to come back again.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God, this man is a nightmare.
He's not a night. Believe me, you're going to wake up and realise.
Yeah.
You're going to wander into a dream.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's the element. I'm in my 40s. You're in your 70s. And it's a case of already I can see, conversational wise, it's going quite well. Are you attached? Do you have a man at the moment? Type
no,
of thing.
Are you flirting?
Well, I'm doing more than flirting.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm asking this woman out on a date. So, which is a bit overly confident.
Do you mind?
Well, it feels kind of weird because she's in her 70s.
Yeah, it is.
But she's single, aren't you, Mum?
Yes.
The thing is, I have met some women in their early 70s and they have at least two more years before they turn the corner sometimes. You know, until it goes into the 80s era kind of wilderness.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, at 73, there's 7 years before the 80s.
Yes, but that gradual climb to the last part.
The cut-off point for you is 79.
Well, I'd never say never type of thing, but there are glamorous women in their 70s. Jane Fonda would still turn
my
head.
She's in her 80s.
Is she?
Well, must be nearly, yeah.
What happens when you turn a corner, David?
There's a lot more limping and shuffling, moving between locations. The digestive system isn't ideal for open eating at a restaurant.
Oh, you can talk.
No, you're quite right. I'm not ideal and I'm 40 now. But I think there's a lot of women out there who are very attractive and they're in their 70s.
And a woman, in terms of her, you know, sexuality and in terms of, you know, there's, you know, we can go a lot longer for longer.
I'm just interested in companionship at the beginning.
Oh, right.
Just
okay.
holding
Not
hands
the physical
and getting
side.
To know each other.
Yeah.
But if that evolved and developed and she was happy and interested in that,
fucking
I would collaborate.
David. Just wanted you to ask about cheese.
Yeah, I apologise. It's a case of, do you like cheese? Let's get back to the cheese section. Let's get back to the cheese board.
I love cheese.
Well, you know, I'd love to take you on a picnic with a mystery cheese box where I put a napkin around your eyes and then I give you cheese and you guess them.
Mum, do you want to do that?
No.
Fair enough.
No,
absolutely.
She doesn't. I'm sorry, David. I did ask her. She's not up for it. But do you know what? That's been a while since anyone flirted with her, so...
No, well, it wasn't charity, it was genuine.
Yeah, she's pretty hot for 73, I have to say.
Absolutely, and I haven't seen her in the skin.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I've just got the essence of her personality.
It's very, very forceful.
Being forceful.
No, no, her personality
yes.
is. Strike yourself
I like that, though. I like someone who says, David, get up. David, we're having this for breakfast.
Yeah. Okay, can we have five routine? Of those on the trot? Ready? Go. David.
David, get up. David, let's have breakfast. Clean your bowl. Stand by the front door. Get the bus. You know, I know what I'm doing. It's done. It's sorted. Tick, tick, tick. It's like a competition. I know what to do.
Yeah.
I think you need a woman that can give you direction.
Oh, absolutely.
Because otherwise
Definitely.
You're just lost, aren't you, David?
I become depressed. I'm just wandering around the high street, just not of a clear goal and focus.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at other people's lives and trying to get a clue from them.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
yeah,
not at
right.
all. No, no, no.
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 It's I just need direction, simple as that.
Yeah.
Really need a compass, a social compass.
Okay.
Look, there is Boise.
There's Boise.
With Marlene.
Now I know those two.
Let's go into the pub.
Didn't
let's...
they have a spin-off?
They did. Green.
Grass.
Green. Grass.
Green,
yeah, absolutely.
Grass.
Yeah, quite right. It was got two seasons.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese. Green trees. Let's go into the pub. Uncle Albert's on the piano. We sort of got to the end of the episode.
Well, that went incredibly quickly. That's quite good company, isn't it? You're always in good company when... Have you really... That's gone
when did we start?
Quick.
When did we... How long we done, Charles?
Is Charles gone to sleep, do you think?
Charles!
I think he's gone.
Maybe he's counting.
40 minutes.
Okay, 40
minutes. 40 minutes.
Goodness me.
40 minutes. Well, Uncle Albert's playing on the piano.
Certainly a pianist.
Thank you so much for coming along, Jen.
I've really enjoyed whatever this has been.
Yeah.
No, honestly, thank you very much for coming along. You've added a lot. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. And what should I say to my mum?
Well, that I'm interested. Let's meet up. Christmas is coming soon.
Yeah.
We could combine those
chill
two
up,
somehow.
David.
Chill out.
Chill out.
So, maybe email Jen.
Yes, a Skype chat.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's start with Skype and move from there.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd be very interested
I'll set
in that,
it up.
Please. Let's make that a reality.
So thank you, Jen. Thank you, James, the editor, for all your work.
No, thank you, James. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Charles.
No,
and
thank
let's
you.
End it on Jen's surname, David.
Oh, this is awkward.
Bricusta, isn't it?
Bricusta, no. Okay, thank you, everybody.
Jen, very apologetic.
That was a Mr. Box production.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.